Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in that AIDS patient, causing physical harm. Entire arsenal, plastic strapped to my fucking arm. And when the time to explode, I let loose on fucking sight. All you see is paraplegic scratching, breathing, chemicals ignite. And I'm sick, dog, like watching bestiality. Grab the goat and surf the dick slowly, but yet gradually. I know it's sick, but you can't keep your eyes off the dude. You're feeling bad for the goat, but I feel bad for you. Because you're standing there stupid, watching this fucking slaughter. This verbal massacre, fat bass grabbing your fucking daughters. And then I laugh at my competition, thinking they can reach this level I'm on. But tell me, what do you fucking think? In the windows and out of your headphone frequency. And with this power, I take it, use it to my advantage. Like the smell of menstrual blood, niggas just can't stand it. Now ask yourself a question, come on now, let's be serious. I'm like electro shock therapy, driving niggas delirious. And I'ma change my name from Richard Stink, H-I-double. To what he just say, that broadcast gon' get his ass in trouble.
I flip a knife in the air, get sliced with the fucking sickle before the knife lands on tiptoe, blow shots at decapitated tissue. Now that you got your issue, and fitted cap no longer fit you. Tie you up to the caddy, drive off, cut the rope just to ditch you. I'm a, yeah, you know that I'm brave. Let Spinks talk with the pistol, NYG with the J's. Big grim 40 cal, little grim switchblade, nemesis, gilly suited, call it shades if I grade. I'm a lone soul mercenary, battle black militant, I'm killing it. Flat jacket over my straight jackets, I break niggas but hate faggots, your face trash.
I'm a goon, run the younger platoon, leave niggas in tones, used to ask questions to get a confession. Now I just shoot them, I was 14 when I first held the beam. Only getting worse if you scared go to church, cause I'm in these streets every day, but stay prepared for the worst. And I don't need no allies when I'm doing this shit. Wilson suppressor out the dresser, yeah, I move in silence. And I grew up with no guidance, take my anger out through violence. And since that day at school, I acted a fool and scared the shit out my peers. I've been on some other shit, better know who you fucking with. Not your beef, don't get drug in it, start with me and get stuck with it. Cause nigga speculation, what got me my reputation, would think they exactly and say I'm adjacent to Jason. But big pistols, I'm popping them. Flashy niggas, I'm robbing them. Only for prospering, I'm on the docks again. Time block your limbs like an oxygen. Grizzly a nuisance, grimy, fully and ruthless. Keep me away from your kids, cause I'm a bad influence.
I think it's funny niggas act like they don't owe me money. I ain't gonna stand for niggas, what? I'm a dummy, I'm on my own, man. And I'm grown, man. With my fat ass pistol in my right hand, you gon' understand my plan. Eliminate your bitch ass off my land. Won't give you a hand, won't give you a stick. Give you this finger while I'm fucking your bitch. And when I'm done, walk over and slap you with my generation, so you know that we the shit.
The clock ticking, blowing doughty as the plot thickens. A pot of chicken's on a stove with a pot to pick in. A real nigga in the street, yeah, I'm filled, nigga. Step up, F up, and get filled, nigga. Me and Rock in the cut by the killer, nigga. Gorilla nigga, I'm some killer shit, gorilla nigga. I'm still the nigga, licking shots, taking shots of liquor. They shot the figure that I'm hot just like a G-Ride. Nigga, I'm three high, and that yellow and black beehive. Yeah, I keep that beehive in the sky just like a dragonfly. I'm on my dragon, just spitting fire while the fire lit. It ain't hard to get hands down, ain't no argument. I got some bitches in the bins, but some hoes hardly spent. And if I just get my dick sucked, then it's hard to spin. Popping bottles, I don't niggas who pop hollow. Pimpin' it to follow, running holes out the top hole. My name YG, they say that sound familiar. It's short for YGB, most niggas ain't familiar.
I come through with the troops, black boots and the gloves. When the set starts starving, the real ones do they stub. It's a certain standard that you have when you fly through the streets. Like if a nigga diss the set, you come back with his teeth. But calm down, don't frown, baby, you knew what it was. Don't talk straight dick, gaze through my tunnel of love. See that, get back, you free, fly like a dove. Forget me, come back when you fall for the dove. I no longer love.
drugs, just snatch bitches for grub and sex. Fuck two times and your boy on to the next. Pass the bitch through the set after I dug out her neck. I'm so live checking bitches in just like a vet.
Yo, you're listening to Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Hey, welcome to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. I am Supreme.
With your co-host Jay Payton. What's happening, everybody?
Yes, and we are bringing the live as an independent music on the web. How y'all out there in radio land, web land, and every other land and whatnot? You know what I'm saying?
Funland. Don't forget about them.
Yeah, Funland and all the other crazy stuff. La La Land. You know what I'm saying? And all the otherness. You guys want to hit us up, talk to us on the line and everything, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Hit us up at Steady Grinding on James Payton on Facebook. And when you want to call in, just press 1 to talk to, you know what I'm saying, the host and
yo,
everything
you're
like
listening
that.
To Supreme and Jay Payton on BangOutRadio.com, the Grind Network.
Yeah, I think they know that.
Yeah, what he said, you feel me? speaking of callers, let's get into, you already know who this is. This lady needs no introduction, Big Cousin Reese, 3960. What's up with you?
What's happening?
What's up? How you doing? Happy scary day. I say scary day.
Yeah, scary. Yeah, we real scary today and everything like that. It's crazy, and I was wondering, I went to school today, and I was wondering, like, why is dude look like this? He's like, you have face paint and all that and everything like that. Had like a little vampire robe or whatever. And I was like, why is it? And I was thinking like, oh, it is Halloween. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know.
This is a day for all the lazy people, you know, all them booger wolves, them females that say they pretty, but, you know, just lie to themselves to really be themselves. And people cannot talk shit about them because they are naturally ugly.
So this is they could just this is their holiday. The people that's
this is like their Christmas.
Yeah, this is the challenge looking people. This is their holiday right here. This is their what you call this?
No.
What's not Christmas, but the what thing with the Jewish people? The Hanukkah. Just
say
Hanukkah. They celebrate this all week.
Bless their heart day.
It's Halloween, and then there's another one. I think it's a Spanish
holiday.
Yeah, where they celebrate the dead, I think, or something.
That's crazy. That's celebrating zombies and all that.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And then they have like the similar decorations though, but it's not, you know, it's not like it's Halloween, but they got
skeletons,
you know.
And goats.
Yeah, I don't know. It's scary to me. I don't know. I'd probably rather have Halloween than that because that just sounds like
you celebrate zombies and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because it's like they go to the cemetery or whatever and pray for the people that pass or whatever. You can't catch me in no cemetery. I'm sorry. The auntie that we got in our family, she talks to ghosts and she sees them. I've had enough experiences with her alone just to be standing at a cemetery. I'm good.
I'm saying, though, man, I can't do it. You ain't trying to catch me on, like, no pet cemetery, Rise of the Dead. Something grab my leg.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
You said pet cemetery.
Yeah, ain't nothing coming out on me, though. I'm like,
no.
I'm out of there.
You haven't noticed that?
Yeah, what?
About what? That every time Miss Hattie moves, she moves next to a cemetery.
Yeah, but I just always thought she just, you know what I'm saying, that's auntie, though. She just crazy. She just a little crazy, but I love her.
She getting closer and closer to him. At the Longhorns, it was behind her. At the other ones in Lancaster, it was across the street from her. I'm like, I can't do that, no. She said, girl, get out. Let me finish the bathroom. Who are you talking to? She was like, this little white girl right here. You know, her twin standing right there next to you. Oh, well, gotta go. Mama, come get me.
They're like, man, you seeing white people? What kind of ghosts you seeing? Like, many people are saying, like, old slaves and everything.
White folk crazy. They be making up cemetery games and stuff.
But I don't think it's really ghosts. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because if ghosts can really come back, slaves would have been came back and whooping white people.
So we might be cool.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously we don't come back, you know what I'm saying? So
no,
like,
you know what? Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I do believe okay, I'm not going to lie. I do believe and I feel the reason why slaves haven't came back to retaliate is because they're finally at rest. They don't have nobody saying, hey, boy, get over there and fetch me that water.
They're taking a rest.
So they finally at rest. You done whip me with a whip, like, you know what I'm saying?
Outside.
You know what I'm saying? And working in that Alabama heat.
They would, you know what? Honestly, they would have had to kill me because there's no way. Yo, I swear I wouldn't have been able to take you. You know what I mean? That one, that first crack of that whip, just to listen to that crack.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, it's whatever you want it to be. Shit, fuck that.
Okay, look at it. Imagine if a black dude went back now, like, say you had a time machine, you went back in slavery times. He'd be trying to talk to the human relations manager and all that. Like, man, I need to talk to somebody. Let me write my president and all that.
Well, I'm
you know,
sorry,
man.
Sir. We can't assist you. That was beyond my previous employment.
That's crazy. If you want to call in, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Just press 1 to talk to the host and whatnot. We're talking about topic of the day. We're talking about horror movies. Hey, Reese, what's your favorite horror movie? Like, what's the one that just always, like, you like to watch around this time? You know what I'm saying? They be having all the marathons
you
on.
You mean the ones that I can't stand to watch?
Yeah.
I'm a weenie when it comes to horror flicks if I got to watch them by myself.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta watch it with the lights on, you know what I'm saying? With a little cross.
All windows open.
The windows open. Yeah, the windows.
Yeah,
that's how they get in.
That's how they go get in.
But look. See, this is my. If I watch a horror flick or something with ghosts in it or anything that, you know what I'm trying to say, that's like that,
yeah.
It has to be early in the morning when I first wake up. I gotta have all the blinds open so I can see the sun. I gotta have all the doors locked. Okay,
yeah.
I gotta have all the doors locked. Then I gotta have my TV, and I'm like, okay. And I gotta have running room to the door, and then
running room to the door makes
no path.
Let me ask you this.
Wait. I'll watch it.
Go ahead.
I'll watch it. And then when it's over, I'm watching cartoons, comedy, anything to get my mind off of it. Because when I go to sleep, I have that creative imagination. So I'm sitting there like, you don't see them red eyes in that wall? You serious? You turn on the light and think something laughing at me. I'm good. I'll watch it early in the morning. So I'll
you're looking at pictures and everything with the red eyes. You're like, oh, no, they didn't got possessed. They didn't got the devil in them.
Yeah, like the pictures, the eyes start following
eyes
me, pictures and everything.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, after all of those lights and the sun and all that, do you still be kind of like scared a little bit?
I have a creative imagination. I told you I believe. Okay, look, let me explain why I believe, okay? When I was about, what was it? I think it was like 9. It was around 9 when Grandpa died, right?
Yeah.
I think I was about 9.
Yeah,
and
you was 9. I was probably younger.
You was about 6. They had us all go outside so all my aunties and them could talk about my grandpa passing. I snuck around, and it got a little boost up to the window, and I was peeking and listening, and so I kind of, knew what was going on before everybody else. That night, I'm in the house, and my grandma had a wall with nothing but mirrors, and then it was a computer desk. I know my grandpa's dead, but my grandpa is sitting at the computer desk, and he looked at me, and he's like, come here, baby, how old are you? That's the first question he always asked me, because I would lie and say, like, 20-something, because he would always give me the amount of money of the age I said I was. So he's like, come here, baby. How old are you? And I'm looking at him like, am I the only one that sees? I'm like, no, you're dead. And then my auntie calls me, and I run into the room. And then when I come back out, I just see the chair turning. Nobody's in it, but I just see the chair turning. So I'm like, I do believe. I'm not a skeptic. Okay, I believe. I just keep a little bit of closure, so I won't have all that in my house.
Yeah, because I don't want
to
come over and I don't want
to
see.
Talking to herself as it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you got a little possession over there. I don't know what's going on, man. I got to come over there with some olive oil and some garlic and what keeps the ghosts away? Just cross it.
Yeah, for vampires.
whatever
you need. You need some holy water.
I thought hiding under the blankets was cool.
You what?
I thought hiding under the blankets was good enough.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get away, you know what I'm saying? Just carry your little blanket, you know what I'm saying? You can get away from the ghosts and all that.
That don't do nothing. You know what? Ever since I seen that damn preview on TV, I I can't put my head under the blanket and just fall asleep anymore. It was what the hell is the name of that
Paranormal
movie?
Activity?
No, fuck that one. That seems like it's off. It's really a fake movie, but it seems
it seems real.
She was playing and she was crawling under the blanket of the bed. And when she got to the end of the bed, someone pulled her and it, like, popped up. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, it's a white person. And it makes it more believable because ain't no black person going to travel under the covers if they can't
breathe.
You know
what I'm saying? They
don't know where
they're
going.
And these are, like, haunted movies because, like, kind of black people see, like,
had,
ain't something right. They out of there. They moving.
Kelly Rowland in that Jason versus...
she got this. I was so mad at that movie. That's my pool right there, too.
Really wrong in that.
Man, I was mad about
that. She had heart, though.
Yeah, she had a little too much heart.
She's seen all that heart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She had a broken heart at the end of that one.
And then you see, you know, the scary movies, the comedy ones, is like really more black people than white people.
Oh, man, they killed it off with after they stopped making
Which one?
Sean and Marlon. And
the scary movies.
Yeah, the scary movies.
And they exactly not. That's exactly what they're not. Scary movies.
It was hilarious though when they first came out, but now they just came out.
She said,
"Baby, why you keep running? Like you gave me crabs."
Oh man. Hey, if y'all want to join the conversation, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up at Steady Grinding or James Payton on Facebook. You know, you can join. We're talking about our favorite scary movies, horror movies, and everything. And if you got any ghost stories, anything, hit us up. Let us know about that. We want to know about your Ghostbuster experience and everything like that. So hit us up at 661-621-7559. You talk to the host, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's good out there in your part of town and everything. Right now, we're about to get into some independent music, some high independent music right now, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Yo, Spade, nigga.
What up, my nigga?
You know what time it is, nigga. Go ahead and switch that shit up.
Oh, you already know, dog. That's what I'm
going to
do. We smoke that bitch. That's
niggas, chronic. NYC, no bridge. What's up, my niggas?
Brick!
Ron, what's up, son? Don't forget about boss, dog. What up, boss? Every white boy right here, man.
Voices in, they go destroying shit. They teach my domain, and it's like the
bitch. Just it's like all it. Simple, cause it's all about the brain.
It's simple like the man said, H-I-double, double is the key, don't forget about the YG, simple, supreme, I run, don't forget about Richard, there's plenty others too, but you know what I'm saying, they not, I don't know how can I say it, they not what they need to be, and they get back to the money, put the bullshit, and fuck it, I got a new boo, new first week blunt, so get what you want, AR to the pump, go YG. Stay while I leave you all back in the dump. Come on, want some other shit. Old stuff in the blunt, man. Stay shy, double. No lies, no front. Never. From the back, just take it straight to the front. These niggas watch the bitch be on that hit alert shit. My nigga, I rock. He ain't girl. 30 seconds, he gonna fight. Girl, tell him some of that slick shit that's out of this world.
Come on.
Just me and my right hand getting blown off his turn. I show up for the rest like 24 up on my chest.
You did.
Put more to the rest of y'all. Leave your stiff like a vegetable. Pick a fuck the rest. I told you I'm the best. And I put it on my shoulders. Cheat.
Yeah, it's very simple. I've been trying to tell these niggas the things to you. And I feel like I should talk to y'all because I feel the world is so underrated about that HIV double shit. So if I don't say it, who's gonna tell me? Straight up. First time coming, first time I live here. All we see is red and that green shit. I'm trying to tell you one thing, man. Look, come up to this spot, whoever holding the shit down, I don't know who it might be. But if you hear this, just know we coming for your head. HIW. Fuck.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy YG. You know what I'm saying, on his grind right now and everything like that. We're talking about favorite horror movies and everything like that. If you got a horror movie and everything like that that you want to talk about, you want to always, you know what I'm saying, it's that time. Be scared and everything like that. Me personally, I don't like being jumped out and all that, you know what I'm saying. Don't jump out on me, you know what I'm saying. I'll take it a little personal. Really. I might have to run up on you, you know what I'm saying, throw a couple jabs or something like that, you know.
You see that YouTube video where dude pops out the trash can and the black dude punches him in the face? And then at the end it says black people don't like to be scared.
Well, that's true. No. I didn't even see that. I'm about to go look that up in a
YouTube.
Minute.
And you better hope they don't have nothing in their hand.
Yeah, real dog. Oh, man. Bottles, something horror, like, oh, man, I thought it was attack. You know what I'm saying? A little zombie attack or something. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like to be going to that Universal Studios or nothing because they go to the stream over there. They like to touch you and all that. Don't put your hands on me with all that. I'd be like, don't put your hands on me, man. I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm uneasy right now, you know?
Go get that at Magic. Homeboy was sitting on my ass in the haunted house. I turned around and kicked him. He went,
That's where all the perverts do. They dress up as the haunted people for they can touch on the women and all that. That's a perv job right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't slick. We see y'all out there. You know exactly what you would say. That's like the dude that always want to catch the female when she fall out.
Oh, yeah.
Grab her right around the table. Oh,
you all right, baby? You all right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let you go. I ain't going to let you fall. Yeah, but y'all want to join the grind right now, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up at Steady Grinder James Payton on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. You can also like the Grind Network page and everything like that. You get up to the minute dates, updates and whatnot. And hit us up, you know, let us know what's good and everything like that. So we talking about if you got a ghost story. I want to hear some interesting ghost stories, you know what I'm saying? Because I always get intrigued by people that see them and everything like that. Just like, man.
I'm trying to see if I got any, man. I don't know. I don't think I've ever
heard about Gravity Hills?
Supernatural.
The what?
The Gravity Hills.
No, what's that?
It's up there in, I'd say, in like Sylmar. People would go up there late at night to drink and get high and all that other stuff. And it's by a cemetery.
They're getting high and drunk by a cemetery? No wonder they're interesting.
It's by a Jewish cemetery. And you go up there, it's at the top of a hill. If you put your car in neutral, it gets so foggy up there. You put your car in neutral and you just sit there in like the car will just start moving. When you get out and you look at the back of your car, you got like 15 different handprints, fingerprints of different people. Like,
oh, yeah, I have heard of that.
Your car. Okay, now, keep in mind, I like to experiment. So, yeah, okay, I went up there, and it was raining, and we would go up. You're going up around a hill, something like that.
Yeah.
We were going up, and we seen this tall, I don't know what he was, but it was a man. He was wearing all brown.
Yeah.
And he was just standing there. Like, I was like, you're not freezing. I'm not going to stop and talk. I'm not stupid. I'll just go keep going. Because, you know, all the movies.
I would have turned around when I seen that. Just a man standing out there, no jacket on.
But,
was he white?
We're in a car. He's just standing there. I'm good.
I know, but was he white, though? No.
Huh?
Was he white?
Yeah, that's why we can't.
White man. See, yeah, white man, no jacket, in the middle of the cold, you know something's about to go down. That's a recipe for disaster right there, you know what I'm saying?
About five minutes later, up the hill, we see the same man standing on against the rail now. I was like, fuck this, turn around, take me home, I'm good. That's all I needed to see. I don't need to see nothing else. I'm good. It was like, no, what you mean no? Well, almost ran off the cliff because half of the edges don't have the rail on it. Look, I don't want to get out and walk, but if you can't put this car in neutral, put your foot on the brake, and roll down the hill with your high beams on, we should go sit here today, Todd.
Yeah.
Come on. It was scary, but it was real.
But, yeah, I couldn't do that, man. That's like going to where, like, the kidnappers are and just be like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm
the type of person. You know me, Prem. When we sit out there and we party or whatever, I party, but I party to the extent where I know I'm still coherent. I know what I'm doing. I know what's going on because I'm the caretaker. I'm the bodyguard of all my little ones.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like, I'm not that fucked up. If I'm seeing this and y'all seeing this, then hello, we need to know. They're like, what? You're scared.
I'm
yes, the fuck
look,
I am.
I was like, chopping this blunt, man. You know, y'all.
You like, y'all the blunt in the backyard, nigga. Let's roll.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't go over the ghosts. If you got any ghost stories out there and y'all want to share with us and everything like that, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Steady Grinding or James Payton on the Facebook. And you can hit us up on the Grind Network page and all that greatness and everything like that. You also got a horror movie and everything like that. That's one of your favorite horror movies. We're discussing horror movies. And there's some good ones, too, man. The horror, like, horror movies, they're going real advanced. I'll be thinking, like, they really trying this out on people or they be hearing about it. And just imitating stuff and everything like that. It's so crazy, man.
They, you notice nowadays they're doing a lot of their horror movies are like the Paranormal Activity ones, like they just take a camera and they go into like this haunted building or something like that, or a house. Or,
but you know what started that flop though? That was the Blair Witch joint, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I definitely remember that.
That was a crazy one too, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was, it's crazy.
Well, the coldest part was when old boy was standing in the corner.
Yeah.
Yo, and anytime you go somewhere and somebody and a grown man is just standing in the corner, you know something's up.
Yeah, real talk, man. Like, come on.
Hey, man. What's up? What you doing over there, man?
I got my punishment, man. Nah,
man.
I got to stay in the corner, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man.
Oh,
so if y'all want to hit us up, discuss some ghost stories and everything like that. And also, don't forget about the Goons and Goblins ball tonight. It's going down at Mazika's, you know, over there off of Sierra between M and L. It's going down Goons and Goblins costume contest and everything like that. I believe it is 12. It's advanced tickets. You can still get your advanced tickets. You just got to hit up Veronica. You hit her up at 788-2811, you know what I'm saying? But at the door, $12 all night. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good one. Can't wear no full mask. I don't want to think you're a robbery suspect.
Yeah.
You don't want to get shot up for being the wrong person at the wrong time, you know what I'm saying? Thinking
he's
trying to rob the joint and everything like that. They got dollar drink specials all night, dollar shots, 18 and over, but you got to be 21 to drink, so we ain't sipping with little kitties and everything like that. But, costume contest, you know, and everything like that. What's like a, you know what I'm saying, what you think would be a winner at a costume contest right now, you know?
A winner,
Because I was watching the news earlier. A pimp?
A pimp?
No. I did not say a pimp. I said a shimp.
A shimp?
That's a combination of a she and a he.
Oh.
A shimp. A she.
So a transvestite?
No. Half man, half woman.
Oh, half man,
and half man don't look gay.
Oh. So just something weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I mean, because to me, zombies are played out kind of now.
Yeah.
But
I need somebody to play out.
Hey, what about a pimp zombie?
A
pimp zombie.
Pimp zombie.
Oh, then you got the hoe zombie on the side. Two of them on the side.
I want to see Chucky as an adult.
Chucky.
Oh wow.
Grown up Chucky.
Yeah, who would that look? Somebody look like Chucky as an adult. Oh, that nigga Danny Bonaducci, right?
Oh. Just like all he gotta do is put a little scratches on his face and shit.
Yeah, oh. I wouldn't say that to that nigga face though.
He's kind of disappointed. I think he does Roy's too.
Bro. Real talk, I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't even
my,
tell that to that nigga.
Just snap and like won't let go. You know,
yeah.
I the show, man. He'll put you in a headlock.
Yeah.
And he's like one of them little motherfuckers, so he'll get down and wrestle with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he got that. You know that midget strength.
Yeah,
you know how midgets got that super strong man strength. You think he's going to whoop his ass because he's little, but his arms are just fucking like a dog's jaw or some shit.
Yeah, like vice grips.
Man. Get your damn head off.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to join the grind, hit us up at 661-621-7559 and everything like that. Discuss your favorite horror movies, your ghost stories, and all that greatness. And if you want to party tonight, we're doing the big over there at Mazika's with the Goons and Goblins Ball. You know what I'm saying? So get your best costume.
I got a question.
What's up?
Since I won them tickets, shouldn't drinks be free for me?
Drinks be free. We're going to work that out. You know what I'm saying? Because drinks got to be fun tonight. It's a nice Monday. When the Manic Mondays, it's good to get wild and everything like that. So we're going to try to get Mazinkas on the line. Be like, hey, man, we need free drinks for everybody. So hit us
no,
up.
No. Not for everybody. Just for the people that won tickets. Like me. The first, like, three contestants. You know, like me and two other people. Like me and two other people.
Well, for the VIPs, you did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so right now we're about to get into some more hot independent music. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Going down. about you, girl. I don't know what to do.
I just wanna dance. in out your grooving. DJ, keep on playing that song. I just wanna dance all night.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was the boy Rico with another hot joint. Shout out to the boy Rico doing his thing out there.
Right, when are you going to call in? I don't remember him ever calling in.
Yeah, we need Rico to call in. You know, Rico, you out there listening, anybody listening, know Rico. Tell him to call in, holler at us, you know, hit us up at 661-621-7559. You know what I'm saying? Rico, man, the people want to hear from you and everything like that, man. You're dropping them hot ones out there, bro. Hit us up, you know, holler at
the girl. It was hot, but I have one question.
What's up?
You just said take it down, and you took it down, but it took a long time to bring it back up. What, somebody's knee got stuck or something?
You talking about the tempo?
Said, take it down and bring it up and bring it up and bring it up. Damn.
Somebody,
they get stuck
joint
down there? What was
up
they doing?
That's the builder. He was that was teasing you right there. I don't know.
That's what he's calling for his backup. Like, you see me? I said, get up. Help me up. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no people with broken ankles out there and all that.
Knee pop when you take it down, you're like, damn, I got stuck.
Taking it down and it's staying down.
I'm just gonna chill right here for the next verse.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they just posted me and just like, I'm cool here. They like, you need help? No,
I'm just gonna play my head.
Yeah.
Snap my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, so shout out to Rico, though, man. That's a hot joint out there, man. Hit us up, you know, if y'all want to get on the grind. We're talking about horror movies and ghost stories. If you got any, you know what I'm saying, like anything, you know what I'm saying, any stories on that or anything on that, you want to comment on what we was talking and everything, hit us up. You already know the number. Or you can hit us up at Steady Grind and James Payton on Facebook and everything like that. Hey, man, these horror movies, like,
I thought Gremlins was pretty scary when I was younger.
Yeah,
that was more of a comedy.
Yeah, but for a little,
I don't know, man. Those little things were ugly as hell. Oh,
yeah.
you know it's
that
another
was only
one
if
too.
You fed them after 12.
Yeah, see, stuff happens. You know,
yeah,
they feel bad, they hungry.
Yeah.
You know, they give you that little sad face. Then you give them a little piece of popcorn or a little chip or something, and then they just flip on you.
Yeah, turn into a little
black face,
you know, like those little Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, they turn into a little crackhead.
Hey, oh, that was scary.
Little angry crackheads go running around.
Those little slave dolls from
Tales
from the Hood.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
From the Hood. Huh? What was it called?
Puppet Master. No, the Tales from the Hood. That one, yeah, but Puppet Master.
But Jay, I know the one you're talking about because my mom, she used to have a grip of little black dolls, and I used to be like, damn, these motherfuckers don't try to revolt on us. So, you know what I'm saying? I always, like, never wanted to knock them over or nothing like that. I wanted to know,
I'm
cool with y'all. Don't start tripping.
She's,
you know,
like, go in my room and go get me that. I'm like, you want me to go
in? You got all them little black dolls up in there, you know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to revolt on me, you know what I'm saying? I try to wipe them off and everything. They break. I try to glue them up together. Like, let me help you out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I got
and
you.
And she'll see it. She got like a million little black dolls up in there. She'll see the little one that just got a little crack. Who the fuck does my what? Huh? It was looking at me.
You know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying? His eyes were staring at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at some of the costumes people got on here. They're posting on papers on the Facebook. Like, this one person just got black paint on his face. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I guess you're light skinned and everything, but that was kind of offensive. Like, he's just going
you
to black,
be black
paper.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to work. Yeah, he's going as a bamboo.
I seen a guy who
was
cute as hell, but he dressed up as the Queen of Hearts. I'm like, out of all the characters in the world, he chose the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Man, people got some weird choices. I seen a Mario and Luigi. I mean, some. Out there listening and everything. Like, I want to see what people are going for Halloween and all that. You know, Halloween is the international day for girls. They can be slutty and everything like that. So, you know, it's crazy because you're gonna go out, you're just going to be like, damn, how many people you going to know ain't going to be looking like this tomorrow? You know, they're going to be out here and they're going to say whatever and everything like that. Tomorrow they're going to be a church girl tomorrow.
No, they're not. They're going to wear the zebra print tights.
Wow.
Network on bangoutradio.com. That was the lovely Marley B, host of West Good Wednesdays from 5 to 7. or on bangoutradio.com. I'm doing the Wednesday shows on the West Coast Love, man. That song always makes me feel good, you know.
$50 million, all you know, see Superjack again because we kill him.
This is Lex Grossman with
you.
He's a flaming dragon!
Okay, flaming dragon. Fuckface. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
I don't know what kind of
pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory.
So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there.
And I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you.
I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker.
I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
Okay. Cream, James. I'm going to bid my adieu. I'm going to bid my adieu. I'm about to help my daughter do at least 2 pages of her homework and then get her ready for Halloween. And if I have time, I will call back and give you guys your props as usual and everything. You know, it's time for me to do my motherly duty of the day. Well, of the hour.
Shout out to Keanu, little Kiki over there, man. A little crazy stuff. So don't get stuck on the first grade homework. Don't be calling. You're going to call back and ask us for the help of the homework.
That's
hey, what's up, Kiana?
You know what?
Happy Halloween.
She's in kindergarten. Say thank you.
Thank you.
She's in kindergarten, and they have her writing sentences. How do you write sentences when you don't know how to spell?
Yeah. Advancement tip. They trying to advance you before you learn. That new style of learning, that California.
That's like telling a newborn, go sprint right now. Go sprint me that mile. And they're like looking at you like, whatever. So what? It says write first and last name or sentences. What type of or sentences? How do you write? Come on now. But, okay, shout out to Fitman and everybody else. Cream team, all y'all. Love y'all. Call you back later. Bye.
Uh-huh, right one, you know, yeah, uh-huh, we gonna talk to this one.
Outfit sick in my shoe game cold, crack a nigga in his nose, make it red, call him Elmo, truly so clean where them bitches say they like that, if some hoes wanna peek, I tell them bitches bounce back, monster on the beat, St. Patrick's Day in Syria, 22s on the Chevy Sierra, we gon' rip it up, nigga, that's me, ass upgraded every day. Listen, family business to your haters, just a gone hater. Fuck what they talk about, love to get dollar. 25,000, ho, I'm built like a scholar. These bitches pussy popping while we buying out the bottle. Blood of sun kids have them hooked when they swallow. Belt buckle, shiny, and teeth all white. Done meet the geek, nigga, so get it right. And I stay in the highway, NASCAR lane. Getting real gritty out here, getting paid. That's me doing all these shows. Nigga, that's you trying to be around these hoes. Nigga, that's me driving real fast. Nigga, that's you trying to count my cash. Nigga, that's me doing all these shows. Nigga, that's you trying to be around these hoes. Nigga, that's me driving real fast. Nigga, that's you trying to count my cash. Rest of my city cause I'm flat. Fresh boy, all star, hoes call me nasty. Mr. Go, get a go, hype, get hyper. Brighter than the stars in the cypher. The galaxy, I'm raining on them. Hot, hotter than hell. Eagle bigger than the biggest heavy hitter that be sitting in jail. Nigga active, fight for mine. Reinject your mind, I ease your spine and pop that neck, so kick back. I got my boys online. Young goons in the team, that's every ghetto, every hood, different stick up. Get that, play a like chess, talk about that wet, you get your phone air wet, yeah, gangster, gentleman, top-notch veteran, West Coast dipset, East Coast bad boy, nigga with an attitude, get your serious, what's more to think about, you the one that's curious, that's me, doing all these shows, nigga, that's you trying to be around these hoes, nigga, that's me, driving real fast, nigga, that's you trying to count my cash, nigga, that's me, doing all these shows. Tryna be around these hoes. Nigga, that's me driving real fast. Nigga, that's you tryna count my cash.
Hey, welcome. back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Apologize about the technical difficulties and everything. My bad, Reese, for getting cut off and everything like that. 1,000 apologies and everything. But, yeah, we thank y'all for sticking in with us and holding on and everything, you know, like true grinders do. Right now, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're discussing scary movie, horror movies, and ghost stories and whatnot. So if you got a ghost story and everything like that, man, ghost or like when like the last time, Jay, like, you know what I'm saying, like you genuinely been scared somewhere, you just been like, what the hell is going on, you know?
My cousin, you know, Kenny,
yeah,
we was out there in Englewood, man. He told me they had like some kind of little ghost in their little apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't really believe him or whatever. And I still don't know today. It could have been just my imagination or whatever. But, you know.
You just seen the ghost?
Yeah, something happens like at 12, 59, something like that, where some kind of green ghost would come out in the hallway or something like that.
Green?
And, it was like a green ghost or something. And I remember telling him, like, yeah, right, man. So one night we were out there. And he's like, hey, man, just go look in the hallway real quick. And sure enough, there was like a little green. I don't know if it was a ghost, a light, reflection, or what. But I saw it, and I was like,
so you
yo.
You something green.
Yeah, man. Yo, I was young, too. So,
yeah.
You know, this is when, you know, we used to make tents and shit like that. And
yeah.
Motherfucking forts and shit. So, yeah, I stayed in that motherfucker after that. Because you know how your imagination, though, makes you real crazy? Like, I don't know. It could have been that.
Yeah, it make you run wild, a little wild out there, you know what I'm saying? So you was in for after that.
Yeah.
And then I don't really recall, like, no ghost story like I ever had. I mean, I'm in time, like, you know, people, like, jumped out on you and shit like that. But I don't ever, like, recall any, like, me seeing any ghosts or anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't want to see it. Or at least I, you know what I'm saying? Act like I didn't see it. Like, you ain't messing with me, I ain't messing with you.
Yeah, I ain't messing with
you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it together. Keep it all copacetic, you dig? You know what I'm saying? I don't...
Somebody had a question, too. Somebody actually sent me a question. Like, they wanted to know who would... I guess they were trying to add on to the question of the day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were trying to say, if there was a zombie outbreak, how long would you spend looking, trying to locate a like a lost family member or whoever, you know, whoever, a loved one.
Ooh,
that's a
tough one right there.
You know? Because if you watch the movies, man, it spreads
fast.
Pretty fast.
You know what I'm saying?
You know? And then depending on the kind of zombie, because I'm a big zombie fan, you know, you got the different types of zombies. You got the zombies that get into those full-blown runs.
Those are
the ones I would never...
I really like the new zombies out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, the old zombies be like, just mobbing. Now, if they walking like that, we can do something. But if they turn into super zombies, running, sprinting, jumping over, breaking down doors and shit, I don't think a lot of people ain't going to last, because you notice a lot of U.S. people ain't in shape. You know?
Oh, yeah. They.
I can't run that fast, you know what I'm saying?
We're the fattest country, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ever hear them British say, yo, you a fat American, but you're not... You think you're not fat, but to them, you fat.
Well, they're skinny people with bad teeth, so
got
our flaws, you know. Yeah, so but yeah, that'd be crazy right there. That's a tough one. Like the group that you're immediately in, that's gonna have to be your team for the moment. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always notice. Like whatever it is, like whoever you with, you're gonna have to trust that person. You know, the zombie, so you're gonna have to be like, man. And everybody has to turn into a stone cold killer. You can't be looking at, you know what I'm saying, if your people's is in infected and everything, you can't just be like, oh yeah, man, that's my, you know what I'm saying, that's my dad, that's my mom, you know what I'm saying? No, you gotta blow they stuff, you know what I'm saying? Blow their head off, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's a different topic, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk survival tips if zombies arise.
Oh, we definitely talk about that one. For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, by the way, one thing I did want to say to all the people that were going on trick-or-treating tonight is make sure you guys take your little candy, whatever. Make sure, you know, if they're in the package, you know, if they're open already, don't fuck with it. That's, you know, obvious right there.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, because there's a lot of kids coming up, you know, not to scare nobody, nothing like that, but I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of cases where, you know, Halloween comes around, you got the kids out there, you know, and people come up missing, or you get sick from something that you ate or whatever, you know, just, you know, be worried out there. You know?
Yeah. That's most definitely, man. That's a true statement. Also, don't take candy from the guy in the van. It's just,
oh, man.
It never ends.
Don't
good.
Even go up to that
motherfucker. Yeah, don't go up to the van. You know.
Talk about some mobile trick or treat.
Mobile trick or treat.
You know what I mean?
Door to door. We go to you. You don't got to come to the door.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, you've been tricked.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be no treat. But y'all can hit us up. Y'all can join in on the combo, the grind and everything. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. Or hit us up at Steady Grinding James Payton on Facebook. Also, don't forget about the Goons and Goblins Ball tonight, man. It's going down. So get your costumes, the costume contest. So, you know, win a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying, by looking ghoulish and whatnot. So, you know what I'm saying?
And don't come with those don't be having them costumes like, you know, you took 5 minutes to set it up or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll notice.
Oh, I'm wearing a jersey. I'm a football player.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I play for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
so.
Bro, you better knock off, man. You better get some originality.
What's up? I ain't going to lie, though. I did that a couple times. You know, one time I thought I was slick. I drew a mustache, and I found like a piece of some hair from an old werewolf costume and put it over my face or something. And I just told everybody that I was like a British werewolf or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, so tell us know what you're going as in your costume tonight, too, man. We want to see what people's creativity is this Halloween, because people be coming up with some crazy costumes and everything. I bet the special effects people will be winning all the costume contests.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. So you already know the number. Hit us up. You want to request anything? We're about to get into some hot independent music right now, so y'all keep it locked. Let us know if y'all want to hear anything. We got some hot music coming up, so hit us up. And keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Where I do that at. Really, I'm incredible. I eat them like they vegetables. I eat them cause they edible. And you cannot let it go. Yes, I am unleaded, bro. Them niggas, they cannot go. Green like roll run. Feel me though. Faster than a speeding bullet, quicker than a moving train. Comparable to Ron James when he be in the lane. Bro, I do my thing, not a game. Parker brother. If your bitch was a car, I Parker brother. Suited in, booted, I be suited in. Booted in, somebody just shit it. Oh, excuse me, I put it. This style stinks, it's polluted. Who go?
Now tell me I go, I tell you go, now tell me I go, I tell you go. pastor looks like. Ever wanted to know what they do on their spare time? Well, now you can.
That's all I'm gonna give y'all, man.
Coming this summer, starring Nicki Minaj in I'm an Internet Dog. Auto-tune me.
Boy, G.I. Fleazy Band Camp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network, and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on BangOutRadio.com. Let's get it.
What these niggas talking about? I don't know, but all they do is run their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking ground. What these niggas talking about? Know, but all they do is turn their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking
dirty
couch.
Ass, dirty.
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 So dirty, dirty.
Dirty.
So dirty.
They more dirty than the fucking
fuck
couch.
Somebody. So dirty.
Dirty.
They so dirty,
yep.
Dirty. Go down and dirty.
Dirty.
Fuck what you
talking about. Man, what's with all these negatives? Why these bitch ass niggas won't let me live? Try to criticize a nigga like the president. Come round and shoot up a nigga resident. Just because I'm shitting like a laxative. Schematic body, oh that's affirmative. We on fire like the motherfucking furnaces. And everything we got, we motherfucking earning shit. We burning shit like overcooked beef. And the bricks spitting hard like we lost some teeth. And the nigga got these bars like we locked up peace. And the nigga fuck with music to get out the street. I got a lot of niggas hating on me. I just stay true to the game, man, I keep it G. The game on life, we got the master key. Trying to feed my family, man, we gotta eat. What these niggas talking about? I don't know, but all they do is run their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch. What these niggas talking about? I don't know, but all they do is run their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch.
Dirty.
So dirty, dirty. So dirty,
yeah. More dirty than the fucking
fuck
south.
So dirty,
yeah. Dirty.
They so dirty, dirty. Go down and dirty,
dirty.
Fuck what you talk
about. Youngest Cyrus said it best, nigga, fuck some friends. And I'ma say this shit again, I got enough pretend. My clip is my vice, my chopper be my household. Brick be the family, extermination household. Whoa. I think it's time to apply the pressure. They making silly gestures, so his face on t-shirts pressure. You know, like a bitch, fuck what they talking about. And if I dig myself for this, you not gonna help me out. I'm counting steps as if my name was Andre. I'm dressed in black, don't end up on my entree. These niggas speaking up, I'm here to kill the noise. You done ran out of luck, it's best that you avoid. What these niggas talking about? I don't know, but all they do is run their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch. What these niggas talking about? I don't know, but all they do is run their mouth and sit their ass up on the couch. Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch.
Dirty.
So dirty, dirty. So dirty.
They more dirty than the fucking
south. South. So dirty,
dirty.
They so dirty,
dirty.
Go down and dirty.
Fuck what you talking about.
Is this the
cause these niggas do dirty. Don't wash our clean, boy, I know your mom hurting. Don't do shit, that's why y'all hate the fucking brick. Cause we making moves, not lazy like you do. Half potato ass niggas can't trap food. Attitude so rude, don't be killing fools. Nutty nigga on this grind, time to outshine. Gun him down, said get him, better fucking rip him. Sniff niggas can't keep they fucking mouths closed. Now I'm watching my back from these fucking rats. What they talking about, I don't hear shit. Fuck friends, it's a brick, we been doing this.
What these niggas talking about, I don't know. But all they do is run they mouth and sit they ass up on the couch.
Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch.
Dirty. What these niggas talking about, I don't know. But all they do is run they mouth and sit they ass up on the couch.
Man, they more dirty than the fucking couch.
Dirty, dirty. So dirty, dirty, so dirty, dirty.
More dirty than the fucking
south.
South,
so dirty, dirty. They so dirty,
dirty.
Go down and dirty,
dirty.
Fuck what you
talking about. Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Playing the hottest independent music and everything. That's a cold thing to say to somebody. You dirty like the fucking
yeah, for real.
Wow. Damn, how dirty do you got it? How dirty is your couch?
I've seen some pretty dirty couches.
I mean, like, dude, like when you sit down, the dust pop up, like, because he must be talking for his parents, like, damn, I just had a dusty ass couch in the crib, you know what I'm saying? You dirty, just like it. You know what I'm saying? It gets you choked up, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit on there, you got little sinus problems and everything like that.
Yeah, for real.
Looking like somebody threw dirt rocks at it and everything. That's crazy. Is Lancaster the only place that got dirt rocks? Like, crazy.
You know,
I brought that up to somebody else. They're like, what's
I honestly
rock?
Think, oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I thought they were everywhere, but I guess not. Shit.
Yeah. You know, because like,
I used to throw, we had a little game. Me and my cousin had a little game
dirt
called
rocks.
Dirt
yeah.
Rock War or some shit.
Yeah, they just explode on you.
Like, yeah,
boom.
It hurt too, but it don't hurt as bad as an actual rock.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just sting a little bit. It's crazy what we do for entertainment out here as children
really.
And everything. But, hey, it's that AV life, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I just had a flashback real quick. Hey, do you remember the ice cream man, the one who had them Daytons on his ice cream truck?
Oh, wow, man.
And he used to have a...
That's a way flashback right there. He is out there rolling and slinging his ice cream.
Yeah, he used to play all the hottest
Yeah, he just always have everybody dance and everything when they, you know.
And when you buy ice cream from him, it feel like you buying drugs from him or something like that. You looking around and shit.
Yeah, crazy. You know what I'm saying? You thinking you on drug? There's a big worm come out selling ice cream and everything. It's crazy, man. That take you back though, man. So, but if y'all want to hit us up on the grind. Hit us up at 661-621-7559, or hit us up at Steady Grinding or James Payton on the Facebook. Let us know your ghost stories and everything. We're discussing ghost stories and everything. Have you ever been in a paranormal? Am I saying it right? Paranormal? Paranormal?
Normal.
Yeah, paranormal. Event. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We like to hear about that. You know, we like to hear about. You know, it's Halloween. It's the ghoul of time and everything like that. Or you want to talk about your favorite horror movie and everything. That was a good question that person asked, though. Like the
really.
The zombies, because, I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But if, you know, you would have to plan for some craziness like that, you know? You always got to be prepared, you know? You know what I'm saying? Anybody can attack. That might be a terrorist attack by the you know what I'm saying, by the terrorists and rioting the zombies and all that.
Oh yeah.
Now, that'd be some crazy. That's some warfare for your ass right there, man. I wouldn't even know how to take that. But yeah, if y'all want to hit us up, you know, let us know. You know, let us know what you're doing for Halloween and everything, your costumes, what you're doing trick or treating, or you're going out, or you're just staying in watching some marathons. You know, we want to hear from you and everything like that. Don't be scared to hit us up, you know.
Don't be afraid.
Do not be afraid. We won't bite.
Goons and goblins.
Don't forget about the goons and goblins ball tonight going down
that
Vegeta. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was a good one, though. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not even going to play you on that one. The Blackula.
Yeah. I'm going to suck your blood.
Hey, that's what your next ski should do, like a little short a little short about black people in movies, man.
Yeah.
You know, that it's crazy though, because I'll be looking.
Gang banging vampires.
Gang banging vampire. Wow.
Where's your flown blood?
I need blood. I need blood. Nah, that'd be crazy, man. We're gonna have to put that up. What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? So, hit us up and everything like that. Right now, we're about to get into some more hot independent music. So, y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Up. We're going to bangoutradio.com.
Yes, that boy G.I. Fleazy Bandcamp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network, and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on bangoutradio.com. Let's get it.
I say that shit funny, you gotta do something. Get up off your ass, said I'ma make a dance just to dive in the cash. Then I'ma make a move, then I'ma make a move. Then I'ma make a move, yeah I'ma make a move. Yeah I'ma make a move, yeah I'ma make it do what it do. Make a move,
yeah I'ma make it do what it do.
Hey yo, you said you need money, but you ain't doing nothing. My niggas hit the ground, not a whole clique stunting. You frontin', cause can't nothing block me from the paper. I'm old, you not, you mad, high hater. Never ride the bench, gotta be the star player. Paying man and stats got me looking like the mayor. The kid in touchscreen, thought you looking like a pager. Minor league, nigga, keep aiming for the major. What you talking about, nigga, nothing but this money. And I be damned if a nigga come and take it from me. You got it ground hard, can't face no drought. Keep it out of town, pack. They say it's a recession, I say that shit funny. You gotta do something, get up off your ass. Said I'ma make a dance, it's a dive in the cash. Then I'ma make a move, then I'ma make a move. Then I'ma make a move, yeah I'ma make a move. Yeah I'ma make a move, yeah I'ma make it do what it do. Make a move,
yeah I'ma make it do what it do.
Work on your big game, then you make a profit. Or work on your jack game, then you block stopping. Money everywhere, bottle popping. Made a little money, not a lot of hoes bopping. Got a little name, not a lot of niggas shopping. My flow straight coat, so you know I got the lock it. Rock it, grab my duffel bag, then I clock it. Working out my options to keep the money
stocking.
If you ain't on it, then you're perfect. You say you got the cake, well let me see you do the slurching. My grind a little stronger, man, we two different persons. Survival of the fittest, and you niggas steady. Get money, they say it's a recession. I say that shit funny. You gotta do something. Get up off your ass. Then I'ma make a dance. It's a dive in the cash. Then I'ma make a move. Then I'ma make a move. Then I'ma make a move. Yeah, I'ma make a move. Yeah, I'ma make a move. Yeah, I'ma make it do what it do. Make a move.
Yeah, I'ma make it do what it do.
Don't be the sideline type. If you wanna go and get it and then get right. I'm in it to live life. We bubbling like Sprite. My grill is shine bright. Cold world, I'm frostbite. You mad your girl like. You better get about your paper. Your girl gon' choose the nigga flossin' with the Jacob. Moving in coaching, I ain't trying to make mistakes, bruh. Betty Crocker whipping, yeah, I'm trying to get my cake up. Staying on the path around all these fucking fakers. Plotting old meals like sipping the taker. Focus on the money, ain't a thing that could phase us. If he ain't on the job, tell that nigga get us. You can stay broke, cause I'ma get money. They say it's a recession, I say that shit funny. You gotta do something, get up off your ass. Said I'ma make a dance, it's a dive in the cash. Then I'ma make a move, then I'ma make a move. Then I'ma make a move, yeah I'ma make a move. Yeah I'ma make a move.
I'm so high, I think I might fly up in this bitch. Well, okay, it doesn't matter how you got in the spot. As long as you know if you with me, get ready to pop. I never favor wallflowers, you in your chick. And all the basic bitches in the club can also vacate. But all my real niggas in the place, just put out your bankroll. And all my bad bitches, make them buy you a drink, though. I'ma chill in the VIP before I hit stage, though. And after that, I spaz like I'm missing a brain, bro. What's good? Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I guess. I'm up here, about to run amok, yeah. When on stage I'm Mitch in Harlem, they show us love here. We'll never stop, like a gambler on a slot machine. When I shine, I ain't talking about rocks and rings. Pursue the wealth, I need stock exchange. And fuck jet skis, I'm trying to cop yachts and things. You come to my show with something like a boxing ring. I promise you a 12-round set, I rock this thing. From the back, get your hands up, I got this thing. Called hip-hop, and I will never drop this thing. I'm here, move around like the trill OG say. And if you hating in the club, we'll handle this the G-way. I avoid all the he say, she say. Unless she say she wanna give K a BJ. Oh man, I'm a goddamn menace. And don't put your hands down yet, I ain't finished yet. Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I hit. Okay, if you came on the budget, rather or not, you spend a dime to hear, you're still gonna love it. Cause I come with the heat like 7 days a week, right? Underneath my shirt and all the mic when I speak tight. You niggas is weak, why? You think you compete, I haven't the slightest idea, you need to think twice. While you do that, she's nice, so I'ma walk over. Pull her on stage, make her bend that ass over. Keep in the max where somebody should've told you. I lean back while she make it clap like I know ya. Boys, make noise, illest out of California. While you rattlesnake hissing at the King Cobra. Nice when I write, your career nearly over. My flow rare than a five-leaf clover. Why speak slower, so you can comprehend me? Fuck what you going through, homie, I get busy. Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I get.
Look in, J. Cole. Motherfucking hard mic says you a punk, bitch. You gonna let Trey Songz just take your shit like that, man. You call yourself a man, you ain't never let a bitch, dog. Trey Songz just punk your bitch ass out, motherfucker. You supposed to be the star of the video, man. And your fucking retarded ass motherfucker's gonna let the man steal a show from you. He got the bitches, he got everything, man. What the fuck's up with that? Bitch, I'll give you a good bitch. You got motherfucking Rihanna in his arms, motherfucker. Shit, ain't it supposed to be your bitch, retarded motherfucker? You gonna let the man steal your shit, dog?
I like what motherfucking Trey Songz did, man. Yo, Trey Songz, all right, respect that, dog. You know what, J. Cole? Fuck you, punk, you a pussy.
Hey, what the
fuck? Bitch, are you stupid?
Got off on me too, man. Shit. Man. Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. We're talking about the horror movies and ghost stories and whatnot. You got anything? You can hit us up at 661-7559. And let us know your ghost story and everything like that. So right now, let's hit the phone line and see who's on the grind right now. 2099, I believe this is my boy MKD.
Oh, yeah, we ain't heard from him all day.
It's good with you, bro.
I didn't even hear one, bro. You,
huh?
Bro, I didn't even hear what. You put. you just saw my number. It just automatically clicked me in, huh?
Yeah, man. We need. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I ain't talking to my boy. I was just thinking, like, man, I ain't even heard MKD yet, man.
All day, yeah.
Hey, look, what's good, Jersey? What's good, bro, man?
What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, we chilling, enjoying this Halloween and everything, relaxing right now.
I'll eat some candy for real.
Yeah, man, trying to get our sugar high on tonight. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, man, doing it big and everything like that. What's up with you, though, man? See, you a little late, you a little tardy.
Hey, it don't ain't no party until I get it. I show it later.
I'm saying
like,
though,
oh,
man.
It's,
also,
about to get, it's about to get going now. It's about to get started.
Now
you
it's
know,
party.
But nigga, yeah, I was wrestling and shit. Now I'm on my way to pick up one of my homegirls and shit. But I was like, shit, damn, I miss my bro's show. Let me get on real quick while I'm driving.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Good luck, man. We appreciate you breaking the law for us and everything, man.
I know. I'm hitting 100.
Oh,
100 and running.
He's a professional, man. Professional, 100 on the phone. You know what I'm saying? The driver, the transporter, man.
Yeah.
Man. So, hey, man, have you ever had any ghost stories, anything like that? What's your favorite horror movie, man? It's like a two.
Man, I love zombie movies, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing that can ever just scare me. Like, imagine this a motherfucker biting a big ass chunk out of you still alive, and just like damn, oh my god, what the fuck? You see this? You can see your insides just gushing out red and everything. Like you still, and then you might be transforming into a motherfucker, living dead and shit. Like damn, that's some scary shit.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit is doom crazy. We were just talking about that, too, earlier. Somebody had a question for Jay. What would you do if there was a zombie attack? You know what I'm saying? Or would you try to, how long would you look for your tools and everything like that?
Yeah, look for
your
tools.
I go hammer in that bitch. I go hammer, nigga. Give me a gun. I would have my own little spot right, you know, in the mall and shit. You know, have that shit on lockdown. You know, a couple little freezers. Only like maybe a couple of my road dogs and shit, you know, niggas just up on the top of the roof, just coping and shit, just having fun and shit. They're like, yeah, I'm the king of my own throne now, and nigga, the only way you can get in is unless you got bound out of me. Now, you know, you talk back, nigga, I'm just shooting niggas off crack, because, you know, niggas always want to take over the throne.
Yeah, real talk, you know what I'm saying? But really, the spot to go to would be a Walmart, because I got everything in it that you don't need. You don't have the...
Well, I got one thing, though.
The guns, you know.
One thing that people don't realize also you got to think about is other people, too. Because I would say they would probably be a little bit more dangerous than the zombies.
Yeah, they'd be scared and all that. You
so
know,
they so... You know, they want to survive, you know. And whoever, he got some stuff. He got some stuff that I ain't got. Oh, I'm definitely gonna try.
Well, I mean, you gonna have to establish a rank right there at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like,
yeah.
That means
exactly
the pecking order. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
This is how we gonna do things till we get things civilized and shit calm down. You know what I'm saying? We got shit jumping off. You feel me? We ain't about
you know
that.
What?
You gonna have to bust somebody in the mouth or straight just go ahead and.
Always know some
somebody
person in the movie that wanna trip like watch.
Yeah. Nah, we gonna do this.
Yeah, you know.
Nigga, you just got here.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
You just
joined. What are you talking
about?
We just saved
your
life.
Yeah, though. You just joined the family. Yeah, we joined the family.
You're right about that. I have one rule. If you wanna come and chill out with me, the only thing you gotta do is follow what I say. Don't even question what I'm doing.
Don't think about having an opinion or something. Let's see what somebody else got to have on the conference. Let's see. Got some other callers on the grind. Caller 4383. You on the grind? Join the conversation.
What up, y'all? Man, I love this zombie apocalypse shit, man. That's my shit right there.
What's up? We were just talking about you earlier too, man.
Yeah.
Your zombie, not the zombie, the green ghost.
Hey, remember that ghost in the Englewood in the apartment?
Yeah, that fucking white ghost that used to just hover in my fucking bedroom. Like, I swear, every night, nigga, we play games and shit, man. And then real fuck, I was like, all right, my nigga, Jay Payton, look, check this out. It's fucking a little shadow hovering right there. But nah, it ain't a bad ghost. I never thought it was a bad ghost. You know why? Because, like, my grandma, you know, rest in peace, I love her and all that, you know. I believe it was her watching over us, making sure we protected, you know, because my aunties always told me I was her favorite. So, you know, that's how I always thought of it. You know, I felt safe when I saw it, though.
So that's how you're going to spin that? That's only how you're going to spin the ghost?
yeah, you know. I'm spinning something, you know, more or less scary, you know. Make you a little nervous around ghosts and
how
shit.
How you know? It could have been a pedophile looking over you.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, he's watching you.
Hey, you know, in fact, it could have been a lady downstairs or underneath me, the one that used to always bang on the fucking ceiling and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
That bitch looked like she was dead.
Oh, man.
Apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy, man. Yeah, I hate to go to places where people died at and everything like that. What's up with you, Kenny? You know what I'm saying? You in here with us, you know, and we got MKD on the line and everything like that. Besides that, you got any other ghost stories and everything? Because you always coming up with something. You always know something about something, man. And you always trying to scare folks. I know it's about that, too, Kenny. You my boy, but you always trying to get people scared and everything. This is your time of the year, huh?
Yeah, this is my time of year, man. I love scary stories and shit, man. Yeah, I'm going to get on that zombie shit in a little because I got some things to say about that. But, yeah, let me tell y'all about some
strategy
shit.
Plan. Did you already mapped out your strategy plan if it went down?
Oh, fuck yeah, I got that shit on lockdown.
Not to die in a zombie attack?
Hell yeah, I got that shit on lockdown. I just got, my rules is that, like, look, if you're not going to help motherfuckers, don't be in my fucking group, number one. That's number one thing, you know?
Yeah,
you got kids in the group, you better keep those motherfuckers locked to your side. That's my second rule, you know?
Would it be scandalous if I didn't want no kids in the group, like, except my own? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
crazy.
It's just be like, It wouldn't be scandalous per se because, you know, who wants to take the responsibility over for somebody else's kid?
Yeah. But you don't want to leave a kid, just let him go into the zombie land and everything get ate up, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. Because, like, we were talking about this at work earlier. Like, how long would you spend looking for somebody else's kid? They got, like, detached from the group.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I would try to look for somebody's kid because when we find that kid, I want them to fucking have my back later on if I trip over a log or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want them to leave me up. Sorry for you food now, you know?
Tripped over a log? Where you going to be at?
Dinner time. You know? But yeah, man, y'all want to hear a scary story, though?
We want to hear a scary story. All right, let me tell you about this story here, okay?
All right, this is up in Pacoima.
It's true or fact, or we got to think on our own. We got to use our imagination.
No. They say it's true. They say it's true.
Okay.
So hopefully some of your callers can call in and confirm it, all right?
Okay.
All right. So one of the homies was telling me about some shit up in Pacoima shit. I guess they call it Gravity Hill.
Oh, man.
You heard that shit?
Yeah, they just, my cousin Reese just told us about that. And I was like, why would you want to go to where the ghosts and goblins is at and everything. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, just to see if it's real or not.
I mean, but still, I don't need the proof for that. So I guess it is real because we already got two people that confirmed it and everything like that. But right now, hey Kenny, yeah, you going to stick around for a minute?
Yeah, I'll post for a minute.
We're going to take a quick break, you know what I'm saying? MK, you still on the line? Okay, but we're going to stick around for a minute. We're going to be right back, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, this is Imp from BinyMeansMusic.com, and on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m., I'm tuned into the Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever want to see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
He brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever want to see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
He brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
I know that it hurts when he mistreats you. I know that it hurts when he deceives you. I know that it hurts when he brings you pain. So tell me why are you with that man? Every day he smacks you, he brings you down. Every day he hits you, you stay around. Every day he calls you right out your name. So tell me why do you love this man? Please explain. Tell me why, cause I need to know right now. If you don't, then I gotta go right now. To his spot, I'm about to kick the dough down. Wake him up with a gun in his mouth and ask him why. Why you gotta beat on her? Why you gotta cheat on her? Why you gotta put your hands on her and make her cry? He reply, I don't know why. So I cock back, aim it, please, then he fly.
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
He brings you pain.
Yeah.
Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
He brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Baby, open up your heart and just let me in.
Okay.
I can show you I can be your friend plus your man.
Yeah.
Let me heal you.
free you from all your pain. Take away your stress, no more feeling like you're dying inside. I'ma move you up, I'ma keep you up, I'ma take you up to the next level, and that's me. I know you love me, and I love you. Ain't nobody above you, I adore you. Plus your kids too, that's that real talk from my heart, boo. I can show you that I'll be the only man that you ever need in your life. Just take my hand, you can count on me. Put your trust in me, I won't do you wrong, I won't bring you harm. Little mommy, do you know you my lucky charm? Plus my beauty queen and my shiny star. I know where you are deep down in my heart.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
To all my ladies in the world, you don't need that man. If he's slapping you down with the back of his hand, that's not love, that's that anger, cause he's dead inside. More or less a right or wrong, that don't make it right. He abuse you, plus he use you just to get what he needs. Let me paint a perfect picture, he be making you bleed. Scars up from your face right down to your knees. That's not a man, he's a puss, let him try it on me. He'll be sleeping in the river if he try it on me. I'm a ride or die, nigga, let him try it on me. It's not my fault, dog, if a girl like me, if you doing your job right, she wouldn't wanna be with me, yeah.
Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry. I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man. Girl, why you crying?
Why you crying?
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
I don't ever wanna see you ever cry.
Ever cry.
I know it hurts.
I know it hurts.
It brings you pain. Leave that boy alone and get with a real man.
Back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy MKD. You know what I'm saying? Not crying. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to request anything like that, hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook. Tell us what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? From the hottest independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Let us know, man. We here to please the people and whatnot. Right now, we got on the Grind. That's I'm saying whatever comes first in the order.
Yeah, they you an asshole.
So yeah, man, it's you know it's cold world out there. We got my boy Kenny on the line, and we got Reese on the line too. Reese, you on the line?
Yeah, what's up?
Reese, what up?
You
know what I'm saying? Hey, it's crazy that we was just talking to Kenny. He was bringing up the Gravity Hill thing. So I guess it is a true, you know what I'm saying,
it's
about
a
the yeah, it is a living legend, you know what I'm saying. This is it's been carried on from generation to generation, and all the Gravity Hillness and everything like that. I wonder, do most people go up there? Do they go up there like drinking hot or any other hallucinogens or something like that, or do they just go up there straight, like just like cool? Let's see if this gonna happen. I mean, tell you the truth, I ain't going up there either.
You hey,
know,
Supreme.
Yeah.
I got a surprise for you.
What's that?
Hold on.
Look, we got a surprise, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what, I wonder what this could be.
I think I'm nervous.
Huh?
It's your mama.
Got me nervous.
Oh, ma?
Yes, ma.
Oh, man. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Just hanging in there.
Oh, that's good. So, ma, we'll ask you the question of the day. We're talking about scary movies and everything like that. I know you're a big scary movie buff. You always trying to scare the kids and everything like that with the mask and the claws and everything like that. What's one of your favorite scary movies?
The Exorcist.
Oh, that's a good one right there.
Yep.
The new ones or the old ones?
The new old ones.
The old ones?
The new ones is not scary.
I mean, they...
Yeah, see, it's, you know what? It's always the classic ones that are more scary than the newer ones, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it is... I don't know. It's all crazy, you know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting to see no exorcism or anything.
Anything that has somebody bending backwards and spitting up green stuff is good enough for me.
I ain't looking at all that. I need a funny movie or something like that. So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't never talked about this name. We ain't never sat down and be like, hey, have you seen a ghost and everything like that? But have you ever been, like, seen, had any haunted experience?
Yeah.
Tell me, I got to hear this. Now, what was your haunted experience?
When you have a nightmare and you think it's coming true?
I know, but I'm talking about a ghost, though. Like, not just like you sleep, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a nightmare sometimes, once or twice, or every night, or, you know, something like that. But what's like your, like a ghost? Have you ever seen like a ghost?
No.
No?
Haven't come across one of that yet.
I'm loving the conversation back and forth too. You know, and you're giving me such positive, such answers right now. You know what I'm saying? You're so dialect right now.
Straight.
Yeah, you give it straight to the point answers. You like you talking like you on trial. Loosen up, ma. You over there like you on the stand or something. You don't have to
not do it.
Nah, but Ma, thanks for calling in and everything like that. I appreciate you showing love. Love you very much and everything. All that great. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do tonight? You gonna watch some of the marathons? I know you play sci-fi.
I'm gonna play Grandma's Duty and take your daughter out trick or treating.
Oh, that's a great thing.
Yep.
But all right, Ma, thank you for calling in and everything. All that greatness. You know, any shout outs?
Shout out to me.
Shout out to mom.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout
I
out
appreciate
to me.
That.
For every mom that's around
and
doing their
grandmother
duties.
I heard that.
Yeah. Shout out to all the mamas out there, man. Everybody's
yep.
mama and everything like that. But, all right, Ma, I appreciate you calling in, showing love and everything like that.
All right, baby. You take it easy.
All right.
Have a good night.
Hello?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Mom's, she's giving them straight answers, like, you know what I'm saying? No, I did not.
Yes,
I did not.
No.
Fifth and everything like that. Yes, she's talking like an Indian. But I love it. Love you, Mom. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But, yeah, so what's your favorite scary movie and everything like that? Contact us. Hit us up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up at Steady Grind with James B. We're just also discussing, have you ever went through a paranormal activity or something like that? We ain't trying to bite the movie or something like that, but you hit us up. You know, we want to know about your ghost stories and everything like that. We didn't heard about the Gravity Hill. We didn't heard about other couple of spots. We didn't heard about the green or white ghosts at Kenny's house and everything like that, which could have been somebody or, you know what I'm saying, somebody else. You feel me? Whoever you want to choose it to be and everything like that. So,
I think it was that pedophile. Like,
yeah, it might be trying to make it a little nice with the thing and everything. But
yeah, he was hovering
yeah,
over his back.
For the kids.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you got something to hit us up, got something you want to tell us, hit us up at 661-621-7559. Let us know what's up. We want to hear about your ghost stories and everything like that. So hit us up. We're about to get into
hey.
It.
Before y'all go, hey, what y'all think of that movie Cell?
Cell? What's
Cell, man?
I remember that movie, huh?
A long time ago, man. I don't really remember. With Jennifer Lopez, right?
I think so. It was Chick in there, but that movie was trippy. Like, it had the scary clowns and shit. Like, y'all remember from the movie.
That was one of Vince Vaughn's movies on the low. Vince Vaughn was he's talking about they had to go in the guy's mind to, find a kidnapped girl and everything.
Yeah. Wait. So who? Yeah. Who was that then? Who
that
was that? J Lo.
Yeah, that was J Lo. She had to go on Vince Vaughn's mind because he was the terrorist or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he was up in there. That was a pretty crazy movie because it had like half men, half bulls in there screaming at each other and all that. It was a pretty
yeah, evil clowns pulling out testicles and pulling. What was he doing? Like pulling somebody's intestines out on the fucking rail and.
Yeah,
shit,
he was
out some crazy shit.
Yeah, he was real crazy. He was wilding out on that. Y'all tell us about y'all favorite movie, you know what I'm saying? Kenny, you going to tell us about that survival kit in a minute?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so we're going to take one quick break. We're going to come back with Kenny A, and we're going to come back with Reese. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
This is the remix.
the people that are scared to watch scary movies, you know, we love y'all. It's all good.
You forgot some people too. I want to say shout out to all the sexy, skimpy costume females out there. You know, all the little slutty costumes out there.
The ones who be wearing like lingerie and then they put
yeah, on their back. The naughty school girls, the sexy vampires, and all that. You know.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Hey, Reese, any shout outs you want to give up? Oh, my bad. Reese, well, shout out to Reese, you know what I'm saying? We giving her a shout out. We thought she was the one still on the line and everything like that. But just shout out to everybody. Be safe out there, you know? I know people, a lot of people going to be partying and everything like that. Please, please, please do not drink and drive. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, take a taxi if you got to, or take a designated driver, you know? Yeah, just be safe out there. Don't be in the nonsense, you know?
Fine. I can see I'm not wanted here. Maybe I'll just find my own place.
Oh, Peter, I just feel terrible about this.
I don't need your sympathy. I don't need anything. You know what? Maybe I'll just go take up my old job as a construction worker in New York. Although I never did get the catcalling right.
Yeah, baby. I want a piece of that.
You suck.
I guess
way off right there.
Yeah, I guess somebody wanted to say something to us. You know what I'm saying? Want to catcall us? But shout out to Peter too, man. We love everybody over here, man. Sure. But it's a great look, man. Oh, I think we might have a little time. Kenny, are you still online? Oh, Kenny A got a damn. People just dissing us, man. I feel slightly jaded right there, man. A lot of people, you know, they dissing us. They just talk to us and just leave us and all that bad. Nah, shout out to everybody, though, man. We love y'all out there. Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy MKD, man. But we about to get out of here. Y'all have a good one. See y'all at the Goons and Goblins Ball tonight. So y'all make sure y'all be there, wear your costumes and everything like that. So peace out till next time. And y'all have a good one out there. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. So next time, y'all keep it fresh, keep it locked. Till next time on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
It's lucky you packed so many blow-up dolls, Quagmire.
Be careful. The tiniest prick will pop these things. Giggity.
We've been out here for days. I'm starving.
Hey, what's that?
What?
You're eating something.
You bastard! You have food?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me that. Peter, you've been eating my legs?
Yeah, see, now this is why I didn't say anything. I knew you were going to get like this.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, Joe.
You've been eating me!
Okay, you know what? Let's just agree to disagree. Hey.
Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man? Hey, you know what I got? This time, I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Grind Network about to be on, man.
What?
Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, son. You really tripping right now.
Yeah, I'll get out of here. What's up?
Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Yeah, right, I drink out the freezer for you, boy, man. We about to get it. Yeah, man, they play the hottest and independent artists, man, hip hop, R&B, man, whatever, man, they get in.
They do all that.